On the line to talk about the economy and developments close to home is Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. And Mark, some, well, good news in the legal front for a local company.
Yes, it's ABF. It was great news for them. That stock jumped dramatically yesterday after a court came out and said ABF can sue the Teamsters out there. What's been going on is ABF and YRC have been in a big legal battle, and because YRC is, they're the largest less-than-a-truckload carrier here in the nation, and ABF is considered the second largest. And a while back, the Teamsters voted to approve a 15% pay cut among unionized YRC drivers, and ABF has not been able to receive the same concessions from the union. And so, you know, YRC has been able to undercut their prices, but YRC has been on the verge of bankruptcy for quite a while, and that's why they allowed them to do it. But, you know, ABF cried foul, and so ABF is suing them for $750 million, or they want the contract amendments benefiting YRC drivers declared null and void by the court. And a lot of people think that if those benefits are declared null and void, YRC will go bankrupt because they are hurting very badly. They've been really got beaten up by this recession. Now, one of the things we are watching this morning, which has really been coming out great, is June's retail sales. Company's been coming out reporting that, and these have been phenomenal. We were looking for overall retail sales to come up about 4.9% from a year ago, but it looks like most companies are beating these handily. Costco came out and reported 14% retail sales growth over last year, so that is great news. And Target, they even came out and they reported over 4.5% growth, and most of us were looking just for 3% growth. So it looks like the consumer is coming back in this economy, at least for now. So that is very, very good news. And another thing that we got out this morning, which was great news, was the ADP report. ADP report is where they take 500,000 businesses in the United States and survey them to see how many people they plan to hire. And those came out to be 157,000 people companies plan to hire, which is great, great news. We were not expecting that. That was a surprise, and it is causing the market to be up this morning. It looks like the market's going to open up about 70 points, which is great. You know, we were looking for companies just to hire about 68,000, so 157,000, that's quite a dramatic swing. And what's interesting, if you really look down in the numbers there, most of it comes from small businesses. Small businesses are going to planning on hiring 88,000 people. Medium-sized businesses are planning on hiring about 60,000, and large businesses are only planning on hiring 10,000 people. So it shows you where the jobs are coming from. It's coming from the small businesses in our country.
That's absolutely right, and we need those folks because they are driving jobs, and they need help, I think, and maybe Congress and the President will work something out.
Yeah, well, but if they can just get our budget under control for now, I'd be happy.
All right, Mark. Thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome. Take care.
That's Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Maybe your budget needs a little help. Well, Mark can help you. He can also help you determine a way to invest wisely, and that is part of the job they do at Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. Call them at 782-2527. As for Mark Myers or John Taylor, 782-2527, and email Mark at mmyers@sternag.com.